Okay, we're in range set. Okay. Crank in 10449.
This is Apollo Control, 43 minutes now to entry in the atmosphere, altitude 6,868, velocity 20,768 feet per second.
4.9. Okay, initial velocity set. Flew to 36,172.
Some of the post atmospheric entry events are begin blackout 17 seconds after entry, end blackout 3 minutes 37 seconds, drogue parachute deploy 7 minutes 39 seconds, main parachute deployment 8 minutes 26 seconds, landing 13 minutes, 17 seconds after entry.
EMS rolls on. Okay. That's 45 degrees to the right. And 45 degrees to the left. Okay, RSI is zero. EMS rolls off. Okay, this is flying the old GDC again.
Houston, America, the EMS is initialized, the RSI is aligned, and we're ready to pick up the command module RCS checks.
Roger, we're standing by, Gene.
Okay, GDC is aligned to the IMU. Verify, AC roll is off. RCS logic, two circuit breakers are closed. Okay, SCS. Minimum impulse.
Okay, Houston, we're going to transfer the command module.
Okay. Just a little bitty book. Okay, ring one is going off. Okay, we're operating on ring two. Ring two is all main B. One is going up to on, two is coming off. Okay, ring one is all main A. Okay. Okay, 2K. Okay, it worked. Okay, ring 2 is going back to main B. Main A, ring 2 is main B. Okay. Okay. Okay, we still got control of the service, Michael.
Okay, Houston, the RCS check looks good on board.
Roger, America, and it looked great down here.
CMT and auto.
Roger, we're following you right on the line.
Edited. Seconds to 5G, resurface 209, drop 739. Okay. Have no 5G, no 5G light, and B664 is running. We'll go to backup VHF raging, it'll 5G plus 3 seconds.
This is Apollo Control. Apollo 17 spacecraft now 5,381 nautical miles, approaching ever faster to Mother Earth. 22,566 feet per second at the current time.
right sideways. You can just slide your foot in and out of the thing. I wonder what 6.5 G's is going to feel like. That half a G on TEI felt like I was in the back of the couch. Yeah, it's right on. Wind is beginning back up, and back out 17 seconds, okay. That's calm walkout, by the way. Okay, getting ready for the bus ties.
Bus ties are coming on.
Roger, America.
AC is on and verified, and BC is on and verified.
America Houston, the batteries are online and they look good to us.
Okay, and the tape recorder's on here.
Okay, let's start subject cluster.
Okay, Houston, we're pressing ahead here, about 5 minutes early.
Roger.
Okay, ELS, CSM, sub at A, that being closed. Yep. Okay, we'll bypass dual primary radiators. Okay, search tank is verified on. Okay, pressure relief valves are verified normal. Okay, we're verified in RCS command. Okay, secondary fuel. VHF is off.
Loads appear to be balanced on main A, main B fuel cell.
Roger, Jack. We copy that.
Okay, don't see anything yet.
Houston, step 5 on 2-2 is complete.
Roger, American.
Our parentheses 5, I guess it is.
America Houston, you may be interested. We've just taken another look at your last batch of data, and it confirms your pad. You are absolutely nominal, right on the pad.
Good news, Robert. Thank you.
Outstanding.
We aim to please.
Okay, and we're going to keep it nominal.
Velocity now has increased to 25,371 feet per second. The next major event will be separation of the service module and the sim bay and all the scientific gear that has fed data down to the Earth for the past 12 and a half days. 23 minutes now away from entry. Our standing by as communications continue to be quite good on the Omni antennas through the Hawaii station. 36 minutes away from landing. At 3:03:55, this is Apollo Control standing by.
Okay, we're a little bit early. Go ahead and go on through there, and then I'll right, come in. Head bend, man. Right to low. Right ahead, okay. Right to high, that's better. Head bend, man, right to high. SCS. I got the sun shining right in my left window here, sir. I don't see anything. Do you see anything, Jack? Yeah, so you can see it better when you're on a plane. We must be just seeing the horn. Yeah, it's air glow, but see, that's the horn that we've been seeing all the time. It's off to our left. Verify bypass. Okay, stand by. Hey, Jack, when are you out here, can you get a picture? Mag right one, right two, right command, SCS. Dead man, right to high. Command module, RCS logic is on. Flash logic verified on. Okay, here comes the pyros. Pyro A, pyro B.
Okay, Eastern on my mark, I'm going to hit the COMSM ship.
Roger.
3, 2, 1, mark. We got it.
Did we get it? That thing really bangs, doesn't it?
Okay. Looks like we got a good separation, Houston.
Roger.
Okay, minimum impulse. Right, Jeff.
We're going to be handing over sights in 1 minute. There'll be a slight break of comm here.
Okay.
We'd like you to go to Omni Charlie.
Omni Charlie. Okay, we're yawing back to zero.
Altitude 1,781 miles, velocity 29,486 feet per second. 13 minutes away from entry, 26 from landing.
The horizon here first. Entry, standby, 36,170, 1044. Okay, we're minimum impulse, rate 2, SCS. Director on, ACDC. There will be. You know, the sound of the jet firing is a lot louder than what we usually have the simulator set for. Back to the dark horizon again, but we'll pitch her on down. On? Okay, there you go. Get everything up.
Flight Director Neil Hutchinson here in the control center is taking a final check among the flight controllers for re-entry. An inevitable event in any case. 3:04:07, ground elapsed time, 11 minutes away from entry, 24 minutes away from splashdown. Apollo Control standing by.
Miles to go. Velocity is 31,253 feet per second, increasing.
Okay, Houston, we're 63 and we're we're just standing by for 05G.
Roger, America, you're looking great. We've got a TV picture of the weather in the recovery area and the ship Ticonderoga, and it's looking great. America, 9 minutes prior to entry interface here, you're looking great down here.
Okay, Bob, we're looking good on board and standing by for 05G.
Upside down. I was just getting used to that. It's a lot of fun. Getting used to it, I was used to it after the second day, first day. You know, it wants to trim itself, pitch up too. I gotta keep flapping the right yaw, and I gotta keep down to make it go down. See, the rate just decreases. Try the pressures on both rings. Are they still okay? Okay. 5 minutes, the RRT. Yeah, it's got a little bit of a cross coupling on it. We might be picking up C-55. Might be picking up few rates in here. Probably not yet. Usually about D9.
Now from the Hawaii tracking station through the Apollo range instrumented aircraft in the Pacific.
Which is good.
Four wheel, okay, you're coming through now, the 18 loud and clear. Roger, stand by.
Roger, America.
RRT. Okay, we'll go to Ray Command.
And beginning of blackout was at the predicted time of approximately 17 seconds after entry interface into the atmosphere, 400,000 feet or approximately 85 miles above the Earth. Come out of blackout in a total time of about 3 minutes and 27 seconds. Following reappearance, at least from a communications standpoint, of the spacecraft, the drogue parachutes, which are 16.5-foot diameter, two of them will be deployed by a mortar, pyrotechnic device at 23,000 feet above the surface. The main parachutes, which consist of three 83.5-foot diameter ring sail parachutes, will be pulled out by pilot parachutes, small pilot parachutes, at an altitude of 10,500 feet. The spacecraft will splash down at approximately 22 miles per hour with three fully inflated parachutes. Meanwhile, the crew is using the entry monitor system to steer for the desired aiming point, which is some 1,044 miles downrange from the actual entry point into the atmosphere. The entry monitor system, or EMS as it's referred to, gives a display to the crew which gives them the roll angle to steer to the desired track downrange to hit the aiming point. Now, the position of the recovery ship, Ticonderoga, may or may not be near the aiming point. The accuracy of the landing is dependent on the distance from the aiming point, not from where the ship is at the time. Should be coming out of blackout, as mentioned earlier, at 3 minutes 37 seconds into entry, less than a minute away, and hopefully we will have confirmation from the crew on drogue deployment and main parachute deployment, assuming that communications through the Apollo range instrumented aircraft called Araya is good. The Tycho, the Ticonderoga prime recovery ship, has reported that they have radar contact with the spacecraft. Probably a skin track of the spacecraft with the ship's radar. We've re-entered blackout, reappeared from blackout, I should say. We're waiting for a call from the space, from the Capcom.
Okay. Not bad, about 2.8 G's, huh?
That's got a potential of 65, 8,000 feet a second.
Okay, recovery, this is America. We got three good men. recovery. Nice station on you.
3 minutes from splash.
Outstanding. And all is well on board. All is well on board.
Wonderful.
You sound good down there.
Yeah, we're waiting for you.
Down was watched in real time from the recovery helicopter. And mark the time at 3:04:31, ground elapsed time even.
Correct.
The command module is stable one. The sea state is mild, and the three-man parachutes are arrayed around the command module at approximately 120 degrees apart.
Okay.
Jumped in the water. First two swimmers have been deployed. LS is approaching the second main parachute. The second ELS limit has been deployed. Set for the ELS swimmers have been deployed. ELS is coming around for a third pass on the third main parachute.
I don't even know that number up there. Oh, man. I forgot the first code, but this is, yeah, it's perfect. Yeah, so that was the normal, okay.
The ELS is commencing an approach to drop the third set of ELS swimmers. ELS is approaching the command module on the starboard side. Photo is hovering alongside to the right. Recovery is waiting downwind.
Looks type up open.
Recovery beacon is off.
Thank you.
hovering near the ELS swimmers and ramp.
They sure got ELS down and ELS across, isn't it, someone?
We've had confirmation that the sea anchor has been attached to the spacecraft. Ron Evans still on voice actuated circuit.
Swimmer, see you bizarre in that raft.
swimmers in the water around the command module who jumped from the recovery helicopter. A swim team leader, Lieutenant Jonathan Smart of Belmont, Massachusetts. Chief aircraft mechanic, Terrence M. Moy of Newport, Rhode Island. And radioman seaman, Roy A. Bueller of Carrollton, Missouri. Recovery helicopter is piloted by Commander Edward E. Dayhill III of South Dartmouth, Massachusetts.
This is Dayhill, Fairman. Looks like
Ticonderoga is in the background, approximately a half mile.
Okay, this is Fairman.
That the apex cover of the spacecraft and all three main parachutes have been recovered by the recovery forces on the scene.
drop bag at the secret pass.
first round.
Flight Director Neil Hutchinson has asked everyone in the control center to restrain themselves from lighting their splashdown cigars until the crew is on the deck of the recovery ship.
Opening the hatch slightly and talking to the astronaut. Astronaut and the UDC swimmer are on the flotation cone and are closing the egress hatch. cache has been closed and secured.
This is Apollo Control. The control room here is quite full of people, off-shift flight controllers, management people, watching the recovery operations in progress on the large television projector at the front of the control room, waiting for that moment when the crew is safely on the deck of the ship to fire up their traditional splashdown cigars.
land only long enough to drop off several of the photographers, the still photographers, and a motion picture photographer for NASA who have been on board. They will get themselves into position to photograph the ceremony, and then the chopper will go back upstairs, because Sam Drummy, our cameraman, the man who's given us all those wonderful shots, the close-up shots of the command module on the water, we want to get back up topside so we can get some more pictures of the Ticon d'Orbit during the ceremony. The ceremony itself is outlined rather extensively in the instructional sheet that the astronauts are reading perhaps right now.
This is Apollo Control. Here in the control center, the network controller has climbed a tall ladder to hang the final in the Apollo Plex along the upper wall of the control center. All the cigars are still unlit, waiting in the mouths of the flight control team for the actual time the crew is safely on deck of the Ticonderoga. Waiting as the helicopters approach the ship. Great deal of joviality underway here in the control center. Handshaking, best wishes from management, flight controllers, other people who have been associated with the Apollo program for the past 10 years. Network controller still at the top of his ladder, spring loaded to hang the plaque on the wall.
Since they are to go below deck and undergo rather extensive medical examinations, maybe they'd just like to delay that just a little bit. And that is Samoa Rescue 1, the airplane that has been up overhead and that was available. If any other kind of rescue operation had been indicated, it wasn't. Everybody will start circling back toward this ship, including the radar planes that have been out to assist in locating the spacecraft as it came down toward the Pacific. And there will be some celebration on this ship. This evening, a party with the astronauts as special guests. But most of the time, after they get on the ship, they will be spending in the scientific laboratories aboard, the ones that are prepared for the Skylab program that are being used here on the Apollo 17 mission. They won't even get a chance to take a shower for more than an hour. And the other thing that they'd probably like to be doing is calling their families at home. But there's no time located in the schedule for that, no time allocated for that until 5 o'clock this afternoon. Quick calculation tells us that that will be about 9 o'clock Houston time, ladies, so they will be calling you at that time. And now, 001 and 002 moving in toward the deck of the Ticonderoga. Already the men are prepared to roll out that red carpet. And there's the shot from our photo helicopter. You can see landing on the fantail, the 001 helicopter. You can also see 002 as it flies away. It will not be landing now because these motors are turned off. The ceremony will be ready to begin.
Young will hang the final plaque in the Apollo series on the upper wall of the control room here. And this circuit, known up until now as Gemini Control, then Apollo Control, will reappear as Skylab Control in the spring. This is Apollo Control out at 3:05:25 ground elapsed time.
As soon as the door is open. Also in the foreground, the bald-headed man in the middle of the picture, Dr. Don Stalkin, who is the NASA team leader. He will be the first man on the deck to be seen by the astronauts. He will be the man who will step up to greet them and to remind them again of what they have already been told on the instructional sheet. Watch out for your heads for Schmidt and Evans. Step down three steps, wave and smile. And then the instructional sheet says, follow me. Stalking will lead the way over. The carpet is down. Stalking shakes a hand. Shakes all three hands, one at a time. Now they are out on the deck. Middle man is Evans, all right. And they are proper away as the band strikes up, anchors away, as could be predicted. Cernan in front, Schmidt in the middle. By Admiral Butts, by Captain Norman Green, and by Air Force General David Jones. Some pretty happy-looking astronauts on the stage that is prepared for them. Captain
Green. It gives me great pleasure this morning to welcome the crew of Apollo 17... back from the moon to the deck of Ticonderoga. We on Ticonderoga are very proud to be a part of this historic mission. Chaplain John Ecker will offer our prayer to Almighty God for the safe return of these three astronauts.
The heavens declare your glory, O Lord. The planets, the sun, the moon, and the stars which you set in place. In humble gratitude, we thank you for the safe return from your heavens of these pioneers in space. May their achievements contribute to the unity of mankind and peace for all your people in this holy season. Amen.
The commander of manned space flight recovery forces Pacific, Rear Admiral John L. Butts.
Captain Cernan, you and your crew, Apollo 17, all the men of the recovery force, all the ships, units, and aircraft, join me in expressing our great pride in your accomplishments today. And as you notice, Captain Cernan, on your left, we have distinguished members of the Congress of the United States here to welcome you back aboard, as well as the Governor of American Samoa. And all of these gentlemen join me in telling you how happy we are to have you home. I'd like to introduce Major General David M. Jones, the Department of Defense Manager for Manned Spaceflight Support Operations. General Jones.
On behalf of the entire Department of Defense Apollo support team, we're honored to welcome the crew of Apollo 17. The Army, Navy, Air Force, the Marine teams that have supported the entire Apollo program are particularly pleased to offer our congratulations on your flawless performance. I am proud to present the crew of Apollo 17, Captain Gene Cernan, Dr. Jack Smith, and Commander Ron Cernan. And I believe it's all yours.
Let me tell you, first of all, how good it is to be home. You know, no matter where you go and where the trip takes you, it's always good to get home. Admiral Butts, I'd like to congratulate you and really thank you for allowing the three of us to be part of your recovery team, because today was just absolutely fantastic and a day I know we'll never forget as long as we live. And in all due respect to General Jones, we got our start on the Atlantic missile range, so to speak. But I think we just proved over this last 13 days that when you want to end something right, whether it be a recovery or whether it be an Apollo program, by golly, you got to call on the Navy. And I'm going to see if I can talk Captain Green into splitting the miss distance with me today. And I don't think we have too much to quarrel about. I do want to say this has been an extremely rewarding 13 days for us. 13 days that I hope people throughout the world can share with us when it was happening, and certainly I hope in the future, after we sort of gather it all together, find out how much we really learned, we think we flew a good mission, we think we accomplished something, and by golly, we're proud of it. You know, a few years back, I was on a duck of a carrier like this after Apollo 10 when I came back from the moon, and I was extremely excited and enthused. Certainly no more than I am now, but I said at that time when I came back, and I just have reproved it to myself, that nothing is impossible in this world when dedicated people are involved. You know, there's a fundamental law of nature that either you must grow or you must die. Whether that be an idea, whether that be a man, whether that be a flower or a country, I thank God that our country has chosen to grow. I'm really proud to be here. I'm proud to be part of Apollo 17. I'm proud to be a proud NASA. I'm very proud to be a captain in the Navy. And most of all, I'm proud to be an American. And I'd like to present another guy who's pretty proud to be an American, and in turn, I'll let him present the third member of our crew. But first, Commander Ron Evans.
Thank you, Gene. General Green?
Captain Green.
Admiral?
You know, about 6.5 years ago, I was fortunate enough to be on the Ticonderoga when I was notified of my selection to the Astronaut Corps. I think it's quite fitting that I should happen to have the opportunity to be picked up by the Tyco after our journey to the moon. To me, that is really something. The fact that it was the Ticonderoga is part of the United States Navy. The fact that I'm a commander in the United States Navy, and I flew the United States spacecraft, America, to the moon and back, I'm really honored and I'm proud. And that's the best way I can express it. And I think right now I'd like to present not our third crew member, but the third member of the Apollo 17 crew, Jack Smith.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here, and I guess I never will be Navy. I'm sorry, but if there was ever a team I'd like to be part of, it's this one. Thank you very much.
And so the astronauts are done with their ceremony and are doing what the sheet told them not to do. They're shaking hands over there. The sheet said, just step off the platform, turn left, and wave or salute. But they either forgot or decided to go ahead and do their thing anyway. The doctors had felt that this shaking of hands would take too much time away from their experiments. And now Dr. Don Stalkin is herding them away. He's got one, he's got two, he's got three. They're all going down below for their medical examinations. And so again, man has been to the moon, man has returned. Within an hour, while the astronauts undergo extensive physicals on the hangar deck below, the Ticonderoga will pluck the command module, America, from the Pacific. Within a few days, scientists will begin anew their probe into the origins of the universe. And while NASA people on board are stiff upper lipping it with talk of Skylab, there is a sense of nostalgia, a sense of loss. For them, Apollo has dated an era, and today, that era is done. This is David Snell on board the carrier Ticonderoga.
Hey! Is it something?